delivered the fish when it came to shore? How was it sold?
They had certain customers, and if they had a glut, Mrs. Holbrook, I remember her, she came on a carrier bike with some fish, and she'd call on people's houses and ask them if they wanted to buy any fish.
Summertime was all right because there was loads of holiday makers here, because there's a lot of gentry in the village, well, we call them gentry, and they used to buy a lot in the summer because they were here all
I think day. They used to sell herring, 12 for a shilling, and one thrown in extra or something like that. But that's what they said. I know an old boy told me that before the war, in the 1920s and 30s, if they had a good catch, say they got a lot of herring or whatever, if they had too much they couldn't sell in the village, they would either row and sail to Portsmouth to get rid of it. And then when they come back, they have to set the pots again. So it's quite a day, but that's what they used to do.
They used to sell them by the long 100.
Yeah.
110.
But having to row and part sail to Portsmouth from Pembridge must have taken a little while.
Yeah, also used to sort it down for bait for the following year, because lobsters like salt bait, you know, what, oily fish. So they used to use this rock salt and sort them down in barrels and use it for next year's bait, for prawns and for lobsters, not for crab, you've got fresh fish for crab.
And of course, when sprats came along, a lot of the fish, Bembridge fishermen, used to go across the Sandown Bay, which where the sprats were, to catch the sprats. But you don't get sprats now, do you?
Don't know.
It must have died out.
Because, talking about Sandown was mostly longshoremen, but they all had a net or two. But they used to rely on deck chairs and netting boats out in the summer, and Shankton. Friend of yours was the longshoreman at Shankton, wasn't he?
Yeah, Langford.
Yeah.
He used to work for Mormon, Mr. Mormon.
And, there was no fishing in Seaview at all. Yachties, wasn't
it? I don't really know. I don't know much about Seaview.
I don't know of anybody who fished in Seaview. Not many in St Helens, really. It was mainly because the Bembridge Ledge was a good breeding ground for and good hiding for shellfish.